here's a thought about viewing art as something first-person experiential. Since my college days, I've been fascinated with Chinese calligraphy. I don't speak Mandarin or Cantonese. I can't read it. So why am I so fascinated with it? Well, I took a Chinese calligraphy class for no other reason than I wanted something that was tactile. It wasn't involved with the mechanics of photography. I needed a break. So I took a Chinese calligraphy class. And the instructor encouraged us to think about something I had never thought of before, and that is, it's not important if we read the message or understand the words. The whole trick with Chinese calligraphy is the first-person experiential process of the dance. Think of the calligrapher as performing a dance with brush and ink on paper that we can then see as a result of their movements. And so he encouraged us to look at Chinese calligraphy and feel it in our arms, even though we had no idea what was being said. And in fact, there are certain styles of Chinese calligraphy called the running style, etc., where even people who read Chinese can't read it because that's not what it's about. It's about the flow of ink. Well, how does this apply to photography? I think there's a similar thing that can be said about looking at a photograph. Do we have a first-person experiential experience by looking at a photograph, or does it seem remote? Sometimes, take, for example, weather. Weather can show up in a photograph in a number of ways. You can see that there was a snowstorm, clearing winter storm, for example. But notice that that snowstorm didn't fall on the photographer. It fell on the landscape. Because we don't see the snow falling down. We don't have the experience of the snow landing on us and our camera, or the photographer's camera. There are other pictures, though, where we see that, where there is a first-person experiential, where we know the photographer was not looking at something, but was in the midst of something. And I think those pictures are special. They become the ones that really engage us. So it's something I constantly look for. How can I introduce first-person experiential into my photographs?